Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. And, you know, liberals notice these things, and that's why I got a little visit from the New York Times today. They reared their ugly little scumbag communist heads, and they sent me a little note. This is Wayne Allen Root, by the way, on Wayne Allen Root, run unfiltered on USA Radio. And this segment, opening segment of hour number three, is sponsored by the War Raw Podcast. The War Raw Podcast, if you haven't gone to it, get used to it. Go to it. Check it out. 7 days a week, but the all-important weekend, Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial, important stories for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. I'm so proud of that weekend edition that comes out every Friday, but it's 7 days a week, my podcast. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check it out. War Raw every day, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, let's get to the meat of this. So I get an email from the New York Times today. I was at meetings all day, and I come back from the meetings, and this is waiting for me. I'm a media reporter with the New York Times. My colleague, Mark Tracy, and I, this woman's name is Tiffany HSU, so I guess the pronunciation, I don't know, Asian, maybe the pronunciation is Sue. You probably don't pronounce the H, Tiffany Sue. And she says, my colleague Mark Tracy and I are working on a story about false or misleading vaccine misinformation in the audio space, meaning conservative talk radio. We're planning to mention that Vladimir Zelenko, a guest on your show last month, made the groundless claim that young people are many times more likely to die from the vaccine than from COVID itself. And that you have said, Wayne Root, on Facebook. Isn't that interesting? Right there, you know, they're reading everything I say on Facebook, as well as listening to every word on my show. How did they find out what Zelenko said on my show? Because they're listening to my show. Why? Because they're looking to catch one error in 3 hours that they could take out of context. Thousands of words an hour, millions of words a year, and they want to take a sentence 3 times a year, take it out of context, and try and ruin or discredit me or my guests or both. And it says that you have said on Facebook that the vaccine doesn't work and is a complete failure. Do you have any comment? Tiffany Sue, HSU, the New York Times. Here's my reply. They must have thought I was a shrinking violet and I'd run away. Oh, my God! It's the New York Times! But, you know, that's not me. That's the people you're used to hanging out with, you know, like Mayor Pete. I don't run away. I don't ever. I answer back with cannons, mother truckers. I come after you. You think you're coming after me? I come after you. This will now be my commentary, nationally syndicated around the country this weekend. It'll be my video that comes out this weekend. It'll be on conservative websites around the country this weekend. Sorry, New York Times. I gotcha. My reply to the New York Times, sure, I have a comment. Every word I say is based on science and facts. The VAERS reporting system is the only present scientific way, underlined in bold, of measuring deaths and injuries from any vaccine, including the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not my system. It is not based on politics. It has nothing to do with conservative or liberal opinions. It is a science-based medical reporting system provided by the government and the CDC. It is the only way of keeping track of deaths, crippling injuries, and adverse reactions from any vaccine. It has been used for many decades. And no one in the medical community or the media has ever in history ignored or disparaged the VAERS report before until now. VAERS is known to be terribly underreported. Vaccine deaths and injuries are rarely reported because most doctors are far too busy to fill out a 40-minute detailed form, and the victim is either dead or dealing with terrible vaccine injury or unaware of VAERS existence unless urged by a doctor to report. Studies over the past decades have shown the real rate of death and injury from vaccines are as much as 10 to 100 times higher than reported at VAERS. But let's not assume this specific COVID-19 vaccine death and injury rate is greatly underreported. Let's assume this is the first vaccine in history to be perfectly and correctly reported. Last I checked 2 weeks ago, over 16,000 are reported dead from this vaccine, mostly from strokes, heart attacks, and blood clots. Well over 500,000 are reported injured, many of them hospitalized, many others injured permanently. That's all information publicly available and provided by the CDC. This is all anyone needs to know to be properly informed and to make a fair decision whether to take any vaccine or not. This cannot be called misleading by anyone in the media. The very definition of quote-unquote misleading would be to either, this is where I stick the knife in the New York Times, would be to either disparage VAERS or ignore it and not report it daily to your readers, just as the media has made it a priority to report COVID cases and deaths daily on the front pages for 17 consecutive months now. The amount of deaths and significant injuries reported at VAERS is now higher than any vaccine in the past 30 years combined. I forgot to mention combined times two. I didn't even say that. I just said combined. That's a fact. Facts cannot be misleading. Several times in America's recent history, stick the knife in, the medical community has stopped, canceled, or suspended a vaccine program over a few dozen deaths or a couple of hundred deaths. That was considered scientific to suspend the program, because the first rule of medicine is to do no harm. At any sign of harm, a vaccine should and must be questioned and or suspended if the number of deaths and injuries warrants more study as to what is happening. This is in bold now, my answer. Never before have we even imagined a vaccine with over 16,000 deaths and over 500,000 adverse reactions, including tens of thousands of hospitalizations. Yet the official VAERS stats, which again I stress are almost certainly underreported, have been blacked out from the mainstream liberal biased media and social media, including your New York Times. No discussion, no debate, no front page headlines. I continue. Anytime something is not discussed or debated or disparaged as misleading because it is different than the official government narrative, I'd call that the very definition of intolerance at best and tyranny at worst. Even more facts and science for the New York Times. Studies are in from many countries, but in particular the UK and Israel, reporting the vaccine A is failing. A huge majority of recent cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are double vaxxed. Fact. B. Cases are slightly higher in countries with higher vaccination rates and slightly lower in countries with lower vaccination rates. At the very least, the conclusion can be drawn. I'm trying to be nice and fair. At the very least, the conclusion can be drawn. There is zero statistical difference between countries with higher vax rates versus lower rates. These are factual, credible, scientific studies from multiple countries. C. A recent UK government study, and a new one came out today, by the way, reports the COVID-19 vaccine weakens your immune system and makes recipients more vulnerable to future COVID mutations. Here's where I educate them, which is no shocker. As many in the scientific community have warned for years, vaccinating in the middle of a pandemic is a mistake because it causes the virus to mutate and leaves the vaccinated more vulnerable to future new mutations that the unvaccinated than the unvaccinated who have natural immunity. And the VAERS reporting system is the only and the most reliable tracking system kept by the CDC. No one has ever challenged it before, and no one has ever come up with a more reliable way of measuring deaths and injuries from any vaccine. So, yes, here's my grand finale. So, yes, I question the success of this vaccine. Yes, I'm seriously worried about the proven deaths and injuries directly from this vaccine in the short term, as seen on the VAERS reporting system. And I'm especially worried about the long-term effects of this vaccine, which was clearly rushed into production without any of the normal safeguards or double-blind studies normally conducted over many years. By the way, I've been on TV and radio for 30-plus years and have never said a single negative word about any vaccine before. Unlike, say, Robert Kennedy Jr., who has been a guest on my show, I'm not anti-vaccine, never have been, never will be, but I'm greatly concerned with this vaccine, its proven failures at stopping COVID or transmission of COVID, and the factual number of deaths and injuries reported by VAERS. If anything I've said is, quote, misleading, then you clearly don't understand the definition of science. Keep it low. I'm quoting only government, CDC, and scientific studies from multiple countries. More importantly, this is where I stick the knife in and twirl it in their gut. These liberal, communist, mother trucker, troublemaking scumbags. More importantly, the very definition of science is asking questions and debate. Debate is healthy. Critical thinking and skepticism is healthy. To not ask questions, especially in the face of so many Americans sick with COVID who are double vaxxed and so many dead or injured directly from the vaccine as reported by VAERS, would make someone either naive, gullible, blind, deaf, or very dumb. By the way, I urge the New York Times to set up a debate on this topic. I'll be thrilled to debate any expert about this particular COVID-19 vaccine and the facts reported by VAERS and studies around the world. Let's do it. The challenge is on, baby.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I wanted to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they could afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's the book contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every single one of them. And at Freedom Fest, each summer in Las Vegas with about 3,000 people attending, they always make me the centerpiece of a major debate. And they've usually got libertarians debating with me. It's a very libertarian event. And even though I was a libertarian vice president nominee in 2008, and I was on a libertarian presidential ticket, I'm not a libertarian. I'm a Republican conservative, which is completely different than a libertarian. And the crowd is all libertarian. And 4 years in a row, I destroyed the guy in the debate or the guys in the debate. And 4 years in a row, the crowd voted afterwards and gave me a landslide victory. So let's see the New York Times set up a debate with someone who thinks, some doctor, who thinks he can debate with me about VAERS and the reports from around the world. And I will make them into mincemeat. But here's the paragraph I skipped. I'll be sure to quote my response to you on my national radio show. This is the New York Times. To a New York Times reporter venturing about my misleading conservative radio host with misleading facts about COVID vaccines. I'll be sure to quote my response to you on my national radio show today and on my national podcast. I'm proud I can think for myself that I don't follow mobs or follow sheep off a cliff. I'm proud that my time at Columbia University This makes them sick, because it's the most liberal Ivy League school in America. Taught me to think critically, ask questions, never accept as fact what any government agency or any authority figure says, and always be a fearless debater. By the way, I urge the New York Times to set up a debate on this topic. I'll be thrilled to debate any expert about this particular COVID-19 vaccine and the facts reported by VAERS and studies around the world. Let's do it. War. Wayne Allen Root. So, you know, look, I got lots of replies. Let me grab one at random. Matt says, nice. Just listen to your response in your Times article. You have a fan for life. I'm sure you won't be hearing much more from them anytime soon. Please relate back every week on this subject, like you mentioned. Needed badly to inform all of us. God bless. Be well, Wayne. Thank you for all you're doing for this country. So, no, I think there's two things. Either I'll never hear back from the New York Times again, because they get so scared when someone actually is articulate and can destroy them and slice them and dice them. And number two, or, you know, number two is an or, and or. I will hear back because they won't get back to me, because now they're scared of me. But they'll write a column, and they've got the ink, so they can twist it any way they want. And they'll try and find one sentence or one paragraph in what I just read you that was the weakest link in the column. I don't think one of these was weak. I don't think I left them a single weak link. But they'll try and find one, and they'll make me look stupid. And then they'll, instead, this letter's 1,200 words long. My response is 1,200 words long. And what they will do is they'll get a doctor with an MD or a PhD after his name, which means he's book smart, but in the real world can't make 5 cents, stupid, has his thumb up his you-know-what, and follows sheep off a cliff, and is scared of losing his medical license, so he'll never say something bad about the vaccine, so he'll lie, so he keeps making $500,000 a year as a doctor. So they'll find some doctor to misquote me in the column, after they've misquoted me, and that doctor will say how stupid I am because of one line, one word, one sentence, one paragraph they took out of context. They'll try and twist the words. But see, very few people can answer back and can read the full response on their national radio show, then read the full response on my Friday podcast nationwide, then read the response on video, which I'll put out this weekend, and a syndicated newspaper column, so the New York Times has a little problem on their hand. You know, it's just like, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, New York Times. F you and the freaking Pinto you drove in on, you losers. Jeez. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Interesting, because everything I write is about health. I just wrote to New York Times about health. And my life's devoted to health, and Energized Health's fantastic. Here's a letter from Steve. I joined Energized Health to lower my cholesterol, but never imagined results like this. Down 60% in under 50 days, you saved my life, exclamation point. 30 pounds of fat lost in 40 days, up 7 pounds of muscle, up 3 pounds of water, meaning hydration. God bless you, Wayne. God bless John and Chelsea Jubilee, the owners of Energized Health, and God bless Energized Health and all its members. And yes, my story is I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. Not weight. I was never fat. But there were 25 pounds of inner body fat around my organs. I lost it, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. Looked the best in my life. Thank you, Energized Health. Cut to the chase. Join right now, 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR. Get 40% off. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Mention WAR. Get 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring home prices may finally be cooling off just a bit. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index showing home prices rose at an annual rate of 19.8% in August, which is the same as the previous month. It's the first time the annual gain hasn't jumped since early 2020.
We're still working, and we are closer to reaching a final agreement on President Biden's Build Back Better plan.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking there while holding his weekly press conference. Moderates such as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin want to see a maximum price tag of around $1.5 trillion. That number is still too high for Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who told reporters Americans aren't asking for what's in the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. But here is the big advantage for you. Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the entire United States of America. And that means they could afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Not anybody, just the fans of Wayne Allyn Root. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41, 800 toll-free. 384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. 800-384-41 or online at TII1.com. You know, my big issue is not the vaccine. It's the vaccine mandates. And dozens of business groups and labor unions beg Biden-Harris regime to push vaccine mandate until after Christmas. They say that mass exodus of employees and reduction of infrastructure support, such as truckers, will destroy their chances of boosting the economy during the Christmas buying spree. In other words, it'll destroy the economy because there's not going to be anyone to deliver the presents or to sell the presents or to ring up the presents. It's scary, right? The American Trucking Association warned the administration last week many drivers will likely quit rather than get vaccinated, further disrupting the national supply chain at a time when the industry is already short 80,000 drivers. The Trucking Association estimates companies covered by the mandate could lose 37% of drivers through retirements, resignations, and workers switching to smaller companies not covered by the requirements. By the way, you know how liberals are. They're crazy, kamikaze communists. And so reading something like this, you know how they would react? They would say that we've got to expand the mandate far beyond companies with 100 employees or more. They won't say let's get rid of the mandate. They'll say if truckers and other employees, that represents everybody, wants to leave companies with 100 or more employees to go to companies with 99 or less, then we're going to have to lower that number. That's the way liberal dictators and tyrants think. New York City Police Department's largest police union sues the mayor over the COVID vaccine mandate. The Police Benevolent Association union sued over Mayor de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, which goes into effect for all police officers and other city workers on Friday, October 29th. The city has provided no explanation, much less a rational one, for the need to violate the autonomy and privacy of New York City police officers in such a severe manner on the threat of termination, the lawsuit said, adding the current policy to either mandate vaccines or testing for COVID is sufficient enough. The current policy requires unvaccinated police officers to be tested weekly for COVID. There's no evidence of any widespread COVID infection or transmission by or among New York City police officers since the vax or test policy has been in place. To the contrary, all evidence establishes that the policy has proven effective and has struck the appropriate balance between encouraging vaccination and respecting the medical autonomy of the NYPD's officers. In a Twitter post, the Police Benevolent Association said it also filed a request for a temporary restraining order to stop the city and the NYPD from implementing the vaccine requirement while litigation is pending. City workers, including NYPD officers who did not get vaccinated before October 29th, you realize, is that tomorrow? What's today? Hold on. Let me look at my thing. Today is the 26th, so Friday is the 28th. So they have to be vaccinated by the 28th, or is it going to be? Or they lose their jobs? Is that it? You're fired as a policeman? Now I've lost my place. I got to find it. Here it is. They got to get vaccinated before the October 29th deadline, or they'll be placed on unpaid leave and face termination from their jobs. So if a third of all policemen in New York City get placed on unpaid leave and then get terminated 2 weeks later, there's going to be nobody left to fight the bad guys. The thin blue line is gone, and New York City will be nothing but a bunch of animals killing each other in the streets, just like they already are in Chicago. You know, it's just gangs murdering each other and gang bangers murdering each other, MS-13 murdering each other. It's sickening. And do you know who the victims are? The victims are always black or Hispanic, people of color. I'm defending people of color here. 98% of people of color are nice people, and they're held hostage by the 2% that are horrible, violent criminals. So the only people that get hurt when you cut down on cops or defund the police is black communities and Hispanic communities and people of color. All people of color, Arabs, Indians. Show me any kind of community like that. I'll show you a community that survives based on lots of good policemen around protecting them. And in many cases, white policemen willing to sacrifice their lives and their arms and their legs and their eyeballs, right? Any minute they could lose one of them to try and save the lives of nice people who are people of color. It's the opposite. White people aren't hateful in this country. White people defend black people and Hispanic people. It's ridiculous. Here's the phone number. We'll take calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We've got Kyle in Connecticut on line two. Kyle, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. What's your topic today, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, Wayne? I was talking about vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Okay.
I want to let you know that I was following the science, quote-unquote. I was always going to wait to see what it does to people. My wife was doing the same, and then she became a pro-vax vaccine. And now all of a sudden she heard about all the stuff that's going on with the people that got the first shot in our age group, which is, you know, mid to late 30s, and now she's not even going to get her second shot.
Oh, so she got the first shot. She got the first shot.
She got the first. Yes, and now what's going on is so whatever you're doing, the dominoes are falling on these people.
Right.
And the real science is coming out, and people in our age group that are healthy, that really don't need it, that have already probably had it, we just didn't know we've had it.
Right.
They're going to get this shot, and now they're coming up with these complications.
Right, I want to say something, Kyle. I want to make sure everybody knows. Number one, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. Number two, I'm not prescribing, and I'm not recommending none of those things. I'm just telling you my beliefs, my opinions on an opinion show, and my own program for the last 40 years. You can't sit around and go, I don't want the shot. Wayne's right. The shot could be dangerous. I'll wait, and then do nothing. I want you to make sure my program, what I do is I take a mega dose of vitamins. Vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, probiotics are probably my five top. And I want everybody to understand that's what I do. So it isn't like I sit around and just go, oh, I won't get COVID. Oh, I won't get COVID. Oh, I pray I won't get COVID. You got to be proactive. I'm not saying don't take the vaccine and then do nothing. I'm saying, in my opinion, I personally am not taking the vaccine, but I'm taking mega dose of vitamins. And for a year and a half, I've stayed perfectly healthy. That's all I'm saying. Don't just do nothing. Do something. Protect yourself.
And my thing with all everything that's going on is if you look at the age groups and you look at where it actually happened and the mandates that the governors of these big cities put into place to send these sick people back to the convalescent homes, you know, at that point, you're controlling the numbers. You're not reporting on the real numbers about people from the ages of, you know, 18 to, I think it was 54. They're not really getting it. They're not getting hospitalized from it. You know, they're getting asymptomatic or something like that. It's all in how they control the numbers. And, you know, like I said, it's, they're doing exactly what they want to do to the people that they want to do it to. They want to scare the people that are misinformed. They want to scare the people that are uneducated to think, yes, this is going to kill you. You need to do what we're going to tell you to do. Otherwise, you're going to die from this. And it's, and for me, it's all a form of control. I mean, anyone with a education can say, well, you know, it's going to do its thing and your body's going to build up the protein to it naturally. But, you know, I think they know what they're doing. And like I said, I think it's all a form of control for them.
All right, and Kyle, I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling from Connecticut. We love our Connecticut listeners. Let's take Will in Las Vegas. Will on line three. Will, you're on with Wayne on the Root.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, good. What's on your mind today?
Okay, with all these vaccine mandates, I came from New York, and it's getting to be a real nightmare. And that, you know, people show up and they do all these things. They keep saying, you know, everybody's going to get terminated. When they go for nursing schools, I don't understand why they just don't say, you know, okay, if you got, they have what's called the T cell count. I don't know if you know what that is.
No, I know what the T cell count is. That's how you fight off infection. You need a high T cell count.
Right. And they say they do that for hepatitis and all kinds of everything that's down the list of what you're supposed to be inoculated for. So that way, when you're a nurse or you're a doctor and you're in nursing school, you don't get sick. I don't know why they just can't take that. If they're so-called following the science, why can't they take that if they're so-called following the science?
Will, I don't know why you can't just take a COVID test every week. I don't like it, but I'd rather do that than lose my job. I don't know why they can't test everyone with an instant COVID test before you walk into a football stadium. That would guarantee you that no one walking in is sick. But when you vaccinate everyone and demand vaccination and they walk in a football game with no other criteria, that doesn't guarantee even close to the fact that nobody's sick. You could be vaccinated and be spreading COVID unbelievably fast. They have bigger, higher viral loads than people who are unvaccinated. Only way to protect is to test.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. I also wanted to mention, I saw an article last night, and I did not download it. I could actually go back and find it if I want to take 20 minutes and search, and I don't have time in my life to take 20 minutes and search right now. So I saw an article, I think it was on the Gateway Pundit. Matter of fact, I'm sure it was on the Gateway Pundit. And the article said that they've now discovered that the state of, not the state of Georgia, but Fulton County, which is Atlanta in the state of Georgia, just Atlanta, ordered from the printer 1 million absentee mail-in ballots. 1 million, just like 4 days before the election, knowing they'd never be able to mail them out and get anywhere in time for the election. Why would they order them 4 days before the election? When you talk about a stolen election, how can anyone be so blind, deaf, and dumb to not realize that the election was stolen? What would make one county order 1 million mail-in ballots 4 days before the election when that's what they ordered from the printer? They knew it would be delivered like the day before the election. No time to mail it out. What did they do with those million ballots? Why did they order those million ballots? Because they were handing in fake ballots. They were working overtime. Once they found out the total, that Trump was ahead by, say, 100,000 or so on election night in Georgia, they had as many as 1 million ready to overwhelm his number, whatever it was. You know, and maybe, just maybe, he won the state by 300,000 or 400,000. Maybe they'd already put in hundreds of thousands of fraudulent mail-in ballots. I'm sure they did. So he probably won the state by like 300,000, and then they erased the lead to 100, and then once they knew it was 100 on election night after they put in their fake ballots, now they had a million more just waiting to fill out in warehouses. I've always made jokes about this until this election, that Democrats sit in warehouses overseen by liberal lawyers, you know, with whips in their hand, and they just write fake ballots all day long. I came up with this idea in 2016 and 2018. Because we knew in 18 they stole so many congressional elections. Republicans won, you know, in a bad year, we won something like 28 seats on election night that were not won a week later. In other words, they were won on election night leading Republicans, and then the Democrats had enough mail-in ballots in the days after the election to actually erase the deficit. If you don't believe elections are stolen, you're living in a dream world. Why would a county, one county, need to order a million ballots a few days before an election when they're never going to mail them to anyone? These are mail-in ballots, but you can never mail them. Are you kidding me? Incredible. I mean, this must have gone on in every major blue county in the United States of America. And that's how they stole the election. So when people say they stole the election with this, with that, with Dominion voting machines, I just say I don't care about any of that. It may have all happened. I'm sure it did all happen. I don't know. But all I'm telling you is, to me, that the election was stolen in the simplest old-fashioned way. Shoe leather. They wore out their shoe leather. They broke their wrists signing fake ballots. They ordered them, and they had them ready, and they had the post office ready to ship them in UPS 18-wheelers. What is it, 16-wheelers or 18-wheelers? I never know. I always get confused by that number. What's a big truck? Is it a 16-wheeler or an 18-wheeler? I have no idea. Whatever it is. Big, giant trucks, and they had them shipped to wherever they needed. I heard they were shipped from Long Island to Michigan and Long Island to Wisconsin and Long Island to Georgia and Long Island to Pennsylvania. And they shipped millions of ballots, and then they worked all night, day and night. Volunteers sat there and filled them out and checked off Biden, 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 Biden. And that's why Biden won in these states, and yet a lot of Republican candidates down ticket. One, two, because they didn't have time to check Biden's box and every other Democrat, because that would have taken a minute. And all they had was 5 seconds, because they had to get 100,000 of them in a matter of a day. And that's the reason it was such an odd total that Trump lost in these states, and yet many Republican congressional candidates won. All right, let's talk about the sponsor of this segment, show, Sons of Liberty, CBD. I'll cut to the chase. My buddy Jay Schrader told me about it, former Super Bowl champion, former Raiders quarterback, Redskin quarterback. He said, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD. I know you're a workout warrior, and I probably work out more than anybody, including ex-NFL players. I do 60 to 90 minutes every day, 7 days a week. It's why, you know, I eat a lot of food and my pants are falling off. Literally, I can't find a belt to hold them tight enough anymore because I've lost so much weight while I eat lots of food. And so I love eating. You have a choice in life, you know. You can either eat nothing and starve yourself to lose weight, or you can eat a lot and work out. I like to work out. So I work out every day. But when you're 60 years old and you work out, you're in pain. Not me. Haven't had one single ache of pain since the day I started using SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Or I should say Sons of Liberty CBD that I get at SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Highest quality CBD ever. It's not pot. I've never smoked pot. I never will smoke pot. It can't get you high. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. And you get up to 25% off for being a Wayne Root fan. All you do is use the code WAR15. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Use the code WAR15 and you get up to 25% off. Please support of every order forever, by the way. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. By the way, if you love the gas being $4 a gallon, and in California it's $8 a gallon in some places, $7 in others, think how cheap it was when Trump was president. This is a purposeful destruction of the United States. U.S. home prices just announced they jumped by a record 19.9% in August. Homes up 20%. Inflation everywhere. Your food, your gas, your everything, your energy bills, your clothing bills, your children's shoes. Everything's up 20 or 30%. Thank you, Joe Biden. Hyperinflation.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.